from the top. In 3, 2, 1, go.
When have we ever done that? I lost my wallet today.
You didn't lose your wallet if it was in the front seat of your car and you didn't know it was in the front seat of your car. It's lost if it is not in any of the obvious places.
I looked in the obvious places. I looked in my bill box. I looked in the console of the car, and I panicked. I go, oh, my God, my fucking wallet's gone. Mm. And it was in the front seat, but it was right up against. So when you I sat in there.
What did I give you yesterday to put in your front seat so that things can't get lost in your front seat? It's a little pocket that goes between. Yeah, that goes.
You're going to answer all the
You know, I can do this by myself.
I get that feeling. Prince died.
Prince passed. But you know what, doesn't it? Do you
we
feel...
We don't know why. Do we?
Well,
are we
Sprinkles...
Speculating?
Yeah, Sprinkles back there sharing things. Are you okay? Are you okay?
Prince died.
I know.
Do you need me to turn this off?
No, we already started once and had to restart.
I forgot to... He's whispering. Hold on.
What are we sending to Kostaki?
I had the thought this morning.
Yeah, the other day when Kostaki was on the podcast, we went to lunch with Kostaki and told Kostaki the story about Bill Burr and Mike Birbiglia getting into it
getting
on the
into
air.
A fight on the yeah.
And he said, "I've never heard that." And I said, "We'll have Jason isolate it
Did
and send
it
to you."
Yeah. I just knew I had to.
He didn't know who he was supposed to give it to. Yes, it's Kostaki.
Here's what's going
to
happen.
We need to play it on here.
Now everybody wants it.
Bring it.
Darn.
Give it here. Let's do it.
Well, we'll
put it up there and we'll play it. It's a beautiful piece of business.
Prince was better known for his music than his outrageous copyright infringement lawsuits. The phase of Prince's career exemplified in Prince's live show at the Capitol Theater in Passaic, New Jersey from January 30th, 1982.
I don't want to speculate.
Pre-Purple Rain era music features energetically charged performances of
Purple Rain. Raspberry Beret is my favorite.
You know who the boss is in that song?
The boss?
Mr. McGee. He worked for a man called
that's
Mr.
right.
McGee.
That's true.
I Want to Be Your Lover, Do Me Baby, and he encored with Jack You Off.
That's my favorite, actually. I take that back. Raspberry Beret is out the window.
Play Jack You Off.
How about... No.
I'm gonna. Mm.
Okay.
But this is my favorite Prince song. That's me on guitar. Tearing it up. So anyway. Prince's Purple Rain, the movie, was the first movie I ever got in to see free because I was on the radio.
It was a screening.
It was a screening. Yeah. I got in free, yeah, because I was on the radio. Oh, well, no. It wasn't the first movie. The first movie I ever got to see free was Rhinestone with Sylvester Stallone and Dolly Parton.
No kidding. Can you, my darling, can you picture this?
A horrible movie.
It doesn't sound horrible.
Purple Rain wasn't that great either.
Rhinestone, Dolly Parton, Sylvester Stallone.
Yes, Rhinestone is where Dolly Parton makes a bet with somebody who works in her bar. She runs a country music bar.
Of course, yeah.
She can turn anybody into a country music star. And in walks...
Go, girl.
Sassy Sylvester Stallone, a New York City cab driver.
Men aren't sassy.
That wasn't Prince, that was me. This is what it sounds like when the doves cry. This song was fucking everywhere in like 80, 84, 85. You cannot turn the... Man, he was only 57. What the hell, right?
I know, dude.
I know, dude, right?
Dude.
Dude.
Dude. He was only 57.
57, dude. People don't die when they're 57, right?
He didn't feel good, though. He just had his private jet emergency landing in Illinois, Moline. Moline.
When? Yesterday?
Moline. Moline.
No, that's Jolene. Dolly Parton.
It's a circle of life in here today. And death,
it's
apparently.
Something. Can anything else fucking happen today? Holy shit.
I don't know. We had to come to Jesus at Noodle and Company earlier.
Are we?
I just found a new website for leggings. I'm very excited.
Oh, man.
This is what it sounds like.
Our buddy Jeremiah tweets, what a funk since hearing the news. Yeah. Prince died. They're planning on mixing in some Prince tonight at Blue Indy, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's a bummer, right? Bummeroony.
I mean, Bowie and Prince, same year. I mean, it'd really suck if Michael Jackson wasn't already dead.
But.
What?
He is. Prince was named after the Prince Rogers Trio, a jazz band his father performed with.
Yeah, his name is Prince Rogers Nelson is his last name.
He was one of the Nelsons. There was Gunner.
Ozzy.
Matthew. Ricky. David. Ozzy and Harriet Nelson.
Mm.
They never talked about Prince on the TV show.
Mm-mm.
It is with profound sadness I'm confirming that the legendary iconic performer Prince has died at his Paisley Park residence. See, that's what I want to get. I want to get so...
You want to have a compound?
...popular that I can get a compound and name it.
What would you name it?
I don't know. Paisley Park sounds...
I just call it the compound.
The compound.
That's some serious...
The giant compound.
No, yeah. The great big giant compound. Which one? Oh, the one over there off Meridian? Oh, yeah. I know that one.
His publicist, Yvette Nilsure, said in a statement, no further details. Born Prince Rogers Nelson, June 7th, 1958. His grandfather...
Well,
Ozzy Nelson.
The rumor has been for
Harriet Nelson.
There was
a rumor yesterday he died, right?
There was a rumor yesterday that he died, but there's also been the rumor that he has suffered that he's been HIV positive since the 90s.
These are just rumors, though.
These are rumors. He's been HIV positive since the 90s, and that
he's a tiny little guy anyway.
He
right?
is. He's like a little Jeff Vibert size guy.
He's a Jeffy-sized guy.
And he, I don't know if he got treatment in the beginning and then stopped treatment, but he's actually a Jehovah's Witness. Jehovah's Witness? It's like Victoria's Secret. Is it Victoria's Secret?
Or Victoria's Secret.
Or Victoria's Secret. Or is it Jehovah's Witness or Jehovah's Witnesses?
I think it would be, in a proper way, I think it would be Jehovah's Witness.
I think it is Jehovah's. It's because Jehovah's the guy. He's the main man.
The news comes
days. And if you are one of his witnesses, then you would be.
A flight Prince of 57 was a passenger on to make an emergency landing at Quad City International Airport in Moline. I've been to that airport.
Moline.
We just did
Moline.
This. The singer Moline. Was then rushed to a local hospital. He was treated for the flu.
Flu-like symptoms, AIDS-like symptoms. I think they're pretty interchangeable.
He was released 3 hours later. Well, apparently they let him go too early.
Yeah, like 3 weeks too early.
Singer was on his piano and a microphone tour. Also had to cancel two shows earlier in the month.
I got one piano and a microphone.
No, it's two turntables and a microphone.
Yeah, I'm mixing everything up today.
Had to cancel two shows earlier in the month due to the flu.
Mm. Mm.
Purple Rain, singer's last performance Thursday night in Hotlanta. Man. This is unbelievable, right?
I wonder how Donnie Baker's doing.
Did he like Prince?
Yeah, that song Purple Stain. No?
Remember when he collaborated with Sheena Easton? Remember that?
Sheena E?
No, not Sheila E. Sheena Easton.
Well, those are two different people?
Mm-hmm.
God.
There's Sheena.
Sheena.
Easton. I think she's
Sheena
from,
was a man. No, she's that's wrong,
from
too.
Ireland or Scotland or something more.
She is?
Sheena
what?
E.
Yep.
And she did that. He wrote a song for her called Sugar Walls.
Mm.
I wonder what that's about.
Her vagina.
And then Sheila E., his former lover.
Who went to high school with Bob Zaney.
No, that's Nia Peebles.
Oh. I am not. I wish.
Again,
I'm not. I'm so sorry. I'm just going to stop.
This is our... tribute to Prince. Why?
Raspberry beret.
I work for Mr. McGee.
Yeah.
What?
Sheena Easton, Stevie Nicks, Kate Bush.
Well, I wonder what that's about.
Madonna, Patti LaBelle, Chaka Khan.
Bushy vagina.
Chaka Khan.
Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. She was, Chaka Khan got down with the Black Panthers early in her career.
Cyndi Lauper, who, Cyndi
Lauper.
Did
you know that?
Black Panthers?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I believe it. Cyndi Lauper is how I taught my daughter how to do a Brooklyn accent.
Ooh, that's good.
Cyndi Lauper.
Yeah?
You say Lauper.
Oh, I loved her.
Cyndi Lauper.
I remember watching.
Girls just want to have fun.
Yeah, I remember that video, and what was the one where she got pregnant? Maybe that's a different somebody.
No, that's Madonna.
God damn it. Sorry.
Are you right about anything today?
No, my brain is mush. Mm-mm-mm. My brain is mush. Here's the thing. I went to my osteopathic doctor yesterday.
You've had some problems.
I've had some problems, and I went to my doctor yesterday, and come to find out what I thought was sciatica, maybe is, maybe not, but what I need to work through is some past trauma that I've experienced, and to be specific, shock that I am storing.
Hmm.
Yeah, that I'm storing, and I need to work through that. So yesterday, I had a good session of working out a lot of pain, working through some emotional things, and he said that I'm going to kind of be a mess for the next 3 or 4 days, which I'm already a little bit of a mess because I'm the hot mess express. And but right now it's extra messy, not so hot, but you know. So,
but you feel better physically, but you're still.
I feel okay physically, right. And mentally I feel lighter, but this is like anything. I have to give it attention and take care of it and maintenance it and work through it. This is a life thing that I'm going through, and you know, being a person is hard sometimes.
Being a person is a pain in the ass sometimes.
Sometimes it is, and sometimes it's but you know what you told me yesterday too, when I talked to you after my appointment, and you said no one deserves your love and affection more than you do.
No one in the universe no one in the universe deserves your love and attention more than you do.
And then you said, except me. Pay attention to me.
That's one of the big deals with Buddha, man.
What is Buddha mean?
You love yourself first. You pay attention to yourself first.
I'm sure I've said this a million times, but I heard in a lecture, I think it was I was in college. I don't know where else I'd have been at a lecture, but they referenced when you're on a plane and the flight attendant tells you in a case of an emergency, the breathing apparatus is going to fall.
Oh, yeah.
From the and you need to hook yourself up first and then help the people around you.
That's right.
And you need to kind of consider that in life. Like, until you give yourself care and oxygen and what you need to survive, mm-hmm. you're not going to be able to care for other people. And so often I have to be reminded of that and go, okay, hey, do I have my oxygen? Am I okay? Can I then take care of every other one of these needy bastards on their handout? Right? No, I'm just kidding. That's not true.
I forgot, this is actually my favorite Prince song.
It is?
Yeah. I love this fucking song.
Do you?
It's Sinead O'Connor, but I love it.
It's been 7 hours and 15 days.
Did Prince write this song?
Oh, yes.
Oh, okay. This is my favorite Prince song. By the way, it's Sinead O'Connor.
It's been 7 hours and 15 days since you took your love away.
Oh.
I go out every night and sleep.
I love her voice. I loved her.
She could sing the hell out of songs, especially this one.
What else did he write?
Sugar Walls. We've been over this.
All your favorites. You left me in Sugar Walls.
You kicked me out of your life in Sugar Walls. I want to get to the drum part.
Mm-hmm, that's a good part.
I can eat my dinner in a fancy restaurant.
Which part, where in the song does she tear up the picture of the Pope?
I don't think he was singing this when he tore it, but when she tore up the picture of the Pope.
Because nothing compares. Nothing compares to you.
This is a great song. Gosh.
It's a great song.
It's a great song.
Me on drums.
It's been so lonely without you.
Remember the name of this album? I Do Not Want What I Haven't Got. I can't believe that Prince is dead. Can you believe Prince is dead?
No, it is. It is sad. Obviously, it's sad, right?
I don't know. We're just, people are dying. That's all there is to it.
That's the only thing certain in life, right?
That's what they tell me.
Did
you ever see Prince in concert?
I don't think so. I'm pretty sure if I did, I'd remember, but no, I don't think so.
You know whose birthday it is today?
It is the day of our Lord, April the 21st, 2016. And today's birthday is, I don't know.
Queen Elizabeth.
Get it, Queen. Get it.
Is today her birthday, or are they just celebrating it today?
You think she had crazy cakes? I think somebody made her crazy cakes at the castle?
People went crazy.
I know
for
people
want to
know about
cakes.
My crazy cakes. Hey guys, here's the thing.
Are you going to give the recipe out?
I didn't invent this. I was doing this a long time ago, and then recently somebody's like, "That's on Pinterest," and I was like, "Well, that's fine if it's on Pinterest." But I've made crazy cakes since my kids.
Did some asshole?
No, someone I know was like, "I saw that on Pinterest," and I was like, "Well, then that's news to me." But all you really do
today,
hey guys,
today is QE2's birthday. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I don't know who that is.
Queen Elizabeth.
Oh, QE2. I thought it was somebody from Star Wars. No.
It's Chewbacca's father, QE2. That's right.
So
you know you're going to say that somebody, okay, here's what happened to me today, because you said you put crazy cakes on. We talked about crazy cakes on the podcast, and so that's on Pinterest.
No, somebody I know said, "Oh, I saw that on Pinterest," and I was like, "Oh, it's on Pinterest." I have not personally seen it on Pinterest. We have done crazy cakes for a long time, and it's all it is. It's like you take half a box of cake mix and half a box of pancake mix, and you mix them together. Or if you're fat like we are, we take one whole box of cake mix and one whole box of pancake mix.
Right.
And you put it together, and then you just.
But then you put the multicolored sprinkles on them.
We do some sprinkles, some whipped cream, some candles,
because
whatever the kids want.
They're crazy.
Because they're crazy. And then you cook them like pancakes, but then you take a little bit of white icing and a little bit of syrup, and you melt it together in the microwave, and that's what you pour on top.
Oh, that's makes it more crazy.
Yeah, it makes it crazy.
See, I need a good waffle mix, too.
Where did we go yesterday for lunch that was a new, wonderful experience for you?
Chicken and waffles. And I
Maxine's
just got...
Maxine's Chicken and Waffles.
Maxine, only
downtown,
Maxine's. And
on
they
East
were
Street.
Very nice to us.
They were wonderful. It was so
wonderful
good.
People. And they're coming out, you okay? They thanked us for coming in. Great guys.
And I haven't seen you be like, "This is so good."
I couldn't
about
believe
food in a long time.
How good the waffles were.
The fried
were.
Chicken,
The chicken
too.
Was incredible. Yeah. But the waffle... Because
your waffles were so shitty and you didn't know.
I just got a waffle iron. No, it's because my waffles are so shitty and I had no idea.
I had no idea.
And I got a waffle iron specifically because, by gosh, I'm going to make waffles. Because the lady dogs and I have bacon. Oh, they're loose in the house. We have bacon.
I just remembered.
Bacon and waffles on Sunday or Saturday morning or sometimes both.
Sometimes.
And my
sometimes
waffle,
it's crazy.
Because I was so excited about the waffles I was making until I had these waffles at Maxine's Chicken and Waffles. So I want to know what you put into your waffle mix. And I'm a guy.
Are you want us to ask Maxine?
I got Aunt Jemima's buttermilk pancake and waffle mix.
That's not how that goes. We have to make it from scratch. No,
yeah,
we gotta make it from scratch.
But this had like something like really sweet in it,
and you and I are opposite because when I get chicken and
waffles, it was so good.
I get chicken and waffles. I don't do syrup. I get gravy, and I put gravy on top of my waffle, and then I put hot sauce on top of my chicken, and that's how I eat chicken and waffles.
I put syrup on it and butter the way God
intended.
Oh,
and they have peach butter.
And they have peach butter, which is amazing.
Yeah.
So if anybody's sitting on a really good waffle recipe out there, tweet it to me.
Yeah.
Or a waffle mix. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I don't want to have to make an egg. I like to just dump water in, and I guess that's what you're going to get.
I know.
You're going to get a waffle if you just dump water into the mix. That's what kind of waffle you're
going to
get.
I'm going to have to do is what I'm going to have to do is that I'm going to have to get you a container, like an airtight container.
Here we go. Okay.
And I'm going to have to mix like...
You mix it in for me.
I'm going to mix you all the dry ingredients, and then on the side of it, I'll say, take a cup of this, one egg, a little bit of whole milk, you know, half a cup of whole milk, and then mix that together.
Had like something like I want to say cinnamon, but like... Like sugar and
it was
like,
vanilla.
Maybe vanilla, but it was vanilla. So flipping good.
Yeah.
No, so I thought someone got on Twitter and goes, crazy cakes aren't new. It's on Pinterest.
We've always called them crazy cakes. I don't know what they are.
Okay, well, I ran into that on Twitter today because I retweeted from our affiliate in Dayton, WTUE, Joe Walsh, latest rocker to cancel a show over politics. I don't guess he's going to North Carolina.
Right.
Okay, so I retweeted it.
Uh-huh. And what happened?
You know, I know that some people are saying, well, there's only 12 transgender people. What the hell's the big deal? Well, that's
people
nice.
Said that to you?
Good job, yeah. No, but this guy on Twitter goes, nice going, Pinko.
Really?
So I retweeted him. I quoted the tweet, though, and I said, ladies and gentlemen, the wonderfulness of Twitter. And I don't even know why he called me a pinko. I didn't say anything about it. I always thought pinko was you were a sympathizer to the Communist Party because you called the red, they were the reds, and if you were had a little sympathy for them, you were pink, so you were a pinko. That's why I thought that came from.
Oh.
But apparently if you...
It's interesting.
If Dave wants to wear a dress and go into the women's room to pee... Dave's breaking the law, I guess.
But Target said that they don't care, and they will provide a transgender, whatever identity you, or whatever gender you identify with, you may use that restroom and that changing room and that whatever.
I got enough trouble, and I know I'm a boy, and I've fathered children, and I like girls. I can't imagine walking through life having something a little extra on your fucking mind, let alone... Mm-hmm. Just the normal shit you got to go through. So give somebody a break, will you? What is it? Be kind.
Just be nice.
That's my religion. Mine and the Dalai Lama's. Be kind.
Be kind?
And be
That's
truthful.
What Christy Lee says at the end of every one of her podcasts.
Be
honest. Kind.
And be kind. Rewind.
Mm-hmm. Be kind. Rewind. There you go.
And listen to it again.
Yeah. So oh, that's a song. Hey, that's a song you might like. Do you want to set up mine? You might like that.
Yes, you got songs you want to play on your phone?
No, I just thought that you would think. You just said
maybe
rewind.
I have it.
No, you don't.
Oh.
You don't have Fetty Wap on your phone, I promise.
Let me tell you something. My screensaver is Fetty Wap.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. I don't know who you're talking about. I really sold it, though, didn't I?
Yeah, for a second. I was like, is he serious? He's serious. Is he serious?
What's the name of the song? What is it? Fetty Wap.
Fetty Wap.
Fetty Wap.
Fetty Wap. Fettywap.
So it's not WAP like Italian.
No. 679 is the name of the song.
Is that a new raglan you're wearing, by the way?
It is, yeah. Do you like it? These are my favorite kind of shirts.
Lovely.
I love a good raglan.
679. Is it downloaded to your phone?
It is. You can just hit play right now.
Okay, here we go.
Baby girl, you're so damn fine though. I'm trying to know if I can hit it from behind though. I'm sipping on you like some fine wine though. And when it's over, I press rewind though. Hey, you talking bands, girl, I got it. Benjamin's all in my pocket. I traded in my trues for some robbers. You playing Batman, Fendi's gonna rob her. Hey, I got a Glock in my Rari. Hey, 17 shots from 38. Hey, I got a Glock in my Rari. 17 shots, no 38. Yeah, she's mine. When new and she'll be mine. She walked past like press rewind. To see that ass one more time. And I got this soda. Ruby boys, they know us. All pass money, no soda.
Well, I
like it.
I knew that from behind and press rewind rhyme. Is it and I really know it now.
Me? I smoke 20, smell a weed. I got honeys in my V. They like Monty, can you be my baby daddy? I'm like, yeah. I got Robins on my jeans. You see the wings on every pair. All you see
is Remy.
Okay,
boys,
you
know my
name. What else you got on here? This is good stuff. Oh, what else you got on here? What?
Turn it down.
Was it going to get naughty? Even naughtier?
I don't know.
Naughtier than it was before?
Yeah, so.
I can't imagine that.
That's one of Chick's favorite things, if you guys want to know. Us riding in a car, and I'll play a new rap song. What's a rap song that you still laugh at every time?
Wiz Khalifa.
What does he say? That makes
I'll be there shortly.
Yeah.
But I don't know if he's saying shortly or
he's
shorty.
He's saying shortly.
He says shortly.
Shortly, yeah.
Because he's gonna blaze up before he leaves, right? Is that a thing? I don't think I used that correctly.
That's okay. It was a good try, though.
He's got to smoke dope before he goes picks up his shorty. So.
Yes.
That's what he's doing. I don't know. Prince is dead, y'all. We don't know what we're doing.
Yeah, we're just all in a blur. But you know what? When a presence, when a talent, when someone is as big as Prince passes, there's a part of me that feels like clearly it's sad because there's no more. We don't get his talent anymore. We don't get to hear the next new thing that he came up with. But I feel like he's in the universe. Like, that's just goodness that's out there, right?
Yeah, I know.
No, he
was such a tiny little guy. You know that? What was he, like 5'4" or
so
something?
He's in a little bit of the universe. I mean, he's still in it.
I don't know. What are we gonna? Do you think there'll be another Prince?
Reincarnation, man.
Well, you never know. I don't know. Yeah, it's blowing up, man. Everybody's CBS now. Prince performing Purple Rain, ABC, Prince's Life and Photos. I did not care for...
Who was he married to?
I don't know. I thought he had a couple kids.
Oh, I don't know about kids. I just said he was married. The
triple sunglasses he wore there at the end, I didn't like. That kind of freaked me out. I don't know.
I missed the triple sunglasses.
Two sunglasses, then he had one up here for his third eye. So it was like two glasses and then one up here.
If you're going to protect an eye, it better be your third eye.
I guess.
No, that's important. Sorry. Just my phone.
Oh, I loved his guitar player who wore the Chinese thing, the headband. What was his name? The Chinese writing on it. Dag on it. Well. Crap. Oh, well. But you know the big news in music.
There's something bigger?
Well, Ryan Adams tweeted me back.
Oh, my God.
You remember that?
I've heard about it at lunch yesterday because I didn't know. I heard about it.
The day it happened.
I heard about it, yeah. I didn't know it when it happened. I'm not good on keeping up on the Twitter
it was
the Twitterverse. Not good with the tweets.
Last Saturday was Record Store Day. Did I tell this on the...
No.
Maybe I told this on the other podcast, on Monday's podcast. Did I? I might have.
No. I actually think that you told this...
When did it happen?
In a group setting with friends. I don't think that you told this publicly.
It was Record Store Day Saturday.
Okay.
And,
okay, right. Record Store Day.
I always go to Luna...
RSD.
RSD 16. I always go RSD to 16. Luna Music and get some vinyl, and I did this year, and I said...
You said?
I tweeted out, what's your favorite album cover?
Is Jason in his office? No.
Yeah, he's in there. He's on the phone.
Oh.
Talking to his baby, I think.
His boo.
But I said, what's your favorite album cover? Mine is Ryan Adams.
Gold.
Gold, because I remember liking Ryan Adams, and specifically that album, Gold, when it first came out. I would mow the yard, and it was a very zen thing, and I would listen to music, and I hadn't listened to Nobody Girl all the way through, because it's almost
Jason,
like 8 minutes.
Did he tell this story on Monday's podcast? No?
And I heard Nobody Girl, and it starts out differently than it ends up.
Yes, it does.
I thought somebody who writes songs like this, him wearing a football jersey on the front of an album cover with the United States flag upside down, which means...
Ryan Adams story on Monday's podcast? Do you remember? Or do you know? Do you not? You don't listen anymore.
You don't listen.
Did you listen to
our fucking podcast?
I don't listen.
You're on
the air.
You're on in your number four.
Oh, you did it on the air.
Yeah.
He did it on the air. You did it on the other show.
Anyway,
you guys just did it 4 days ago. You don't remember?
You did it on the smaller show.
Yeah, I don't. I don't remember that.
Little baby show.
You know, your mic's on over there if you want to click it on.
Hot mic.
Anyway, I said 79, the football jersey must mean something.
Because?
So I looked it up, and sure enough, 79 is the atomic number of gold.
Atomic.
And I think plutonium's, there's uranium. One of them's 94 or whatever. They all have
What's
a number.
What's your anus?
And my anus is?
Zero.
79, because it's solid gold. And I tweeted out, that's why my Gold by Ryan Adams is my favorite song, my favorite album, because he's wearing a football jersey. 79 means gold.
Exactly.
So.
What does Ryan Adams do?
He tweets me back and goes.
Shut the front door.
Thank you. Finally. Exclamation point.
Right.
I want that on the casket.
You want that on your casket?
In a picture, yes.
That was like when Jim Belushi
tweeted you that you liked him or his movie or his series.
He did all my things. Touched all my buttons.
Jim Belushi did.
Yeah. Jim Belushi. So you know the baby does that when you say, please don't say that anymore. That's not nice.
What's he say? What does he whisper?
So then he goes, Jesse. Jesse, you don't want me to say that no more. Jesse, do you not want me to say butthole anymore?
Does he really?
Yeah, and he whispers it, and then he'll get louder and louder until you hear him. And then when you say, don't say butthole, he'll mouth it. He won't say it at all. He'll just look at you and he'll go, butthole. but he just mouths it. He doesn't even whisper
my
it.
Gosh.
Yeah, it's So it's really hard to not laugh.
What does that mean, you think, that he does
it's
that?
Boundary. That, well, I've said to him, which I, now he knows the word boundaries. I said, don't test boundaries.
Right.
And be polite. And being polite means waiting your turn. I say that about 145 times a day. But, so we say that a lot. We say, don't test boundaries.
And be polite. I don't,
be polite means waiting your turn.
I don't wait my turn.
You don't wait your turn. I don't wait my turn either.
I don't wait my turn. I hate to wait my turn. Now.
Really? No. No, but when he whispers,
I test boundaries.
You test boundaries like a motherfucker.
All right.
No.
Use your words.
What? What's your shirt? What is that? What's on your shirt?
Drum set?
Ba-dum-bump. Where'd you get that?
Ordered it.
It'd be a lot cooler if Animal was sitting behind it. Yeah.
I'm going to learn to play the drums. You wait and see.
You are?
Oh, I'm going to do it.
No, where are you going to do that?
This front bedroom that's not doing anything right now. I better hurry then, huh?
Mm-hmm. about to be occupied.
There's going to be shit in there. Mm-hmm. God. But I do that all the time.
But I thought you were going to get a box.
Oh, a cajon. Some guy was going to make
your
me.
Mouth.
Some guy's going to make me a cajon. Oh, and some guy sent me.
You set your cajonies on a cajon and then you pound on it.
He shipped me.
He did what?
Is that why they call it a cajon?
I think so.
Because you're sitting on your cajons?
You're sitting on your cajons and you're playing the cajon.
Somebody shipped me a Chick's Vodka Shotsky.
They did what?
Shipped you. I shit you not.
They shipped me a Shotsky.
Chick's Vodka Shotsky. It has the logo on the ski. And
no kidding.
Mm-hmm. And he sent me.
Shot
glasses that it's not here yet.
Oh, well, he didn't ship you shit then.
He direct messaged me on Twitter that he shipped it.
Well,
I trust him.
We'll see when we ship it. When we receive the shipment.
I guess. Did you ever watch wrestling?
I did, and I was very sad to hear that China, the ninth wonder of the world, passed away also.
What were her dimensions?
Shoulders were like, I don't know, 78.
China posted rambling, slurring video, much like Lambda.
See, stop. Don't do that. She's dead.
Just 3 days before shocking death. We kind of picked on Prince. We got to pick on China.
I'm not picking on Prince. You picked on Prince.
I didn't pick on Prince.
Okay.
We still don't know. Longtime listeners of the podcast know that Jess just folded her arms and looked at me. And what does that do to me?
I don't know, but you know what? You need to get out of your head.
It irritates me.
It irritates you because people in your past crossed their arms.
China's death came as a shock to her friends and fans. She was 46.
Damn. Mm-hmm.
There's some troubling pictures circulating from, evidently, about China.
I don't want to talk about it. Sprinkle already gave me entirely too much information.
You're a stone cold lady, though, right?
I am stone cold. I'm stone cold Steve Austin.
You like stone cold Steve Austin?
You think
Steve Austin could beat up Goldberg? Is that what you're telling me?
Hands down.
No.
Yes.
Goldberg could eat him for lunch.
No.
Bang.
No. Mm-mm. I think you're wrong.
Okay. Michael Costa, at Michael Costa, Michael Kosta, just tweeted RIP Prince. And you know Michael was a tennis player. It's a Prince racket.
Aww.
Yeah.
I didn't know Michael Costa was a Prince.
And a tennis player.
A Prince player? A tennis Prince player.
This is a weird day. Isn't it a weird day?
Feels weird.
Something in the universe is...
Shifted,
and it's been an odd, odd day. The timing of things has been, like, weird, and... Mm-hmm. I feel like I've grown 10 years today. You ever have one of those days? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I say that. I always know when I'm in a place of transition and growth. Like, I feel it.
We were talking about this a couple of days ago, that there's something honestly going on. And for those of you who, as Maria Bamford said, for those of you who believe in this, you can listen. And for those of you who don't, you can have comfort in our ignorance. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, no, but there's something going on with Pluto and it's in retrograde or whatever the hell it is.
I don't understand that. I wish I did understand it a little bit more, just because... It's interesting to read. It's not anything that I base my life off of by any means, but it's always like, oh, there's this, you know, there's things. And it's really still hard for me to think that every single thing happens for a reason. That seems really, really...
How long ago did I tell you that?
I know, but that's still very hard for me to believe.
You know what gets tough?
I think big things happen for big reasons.
When you believe, and I do, that everything happens for a reason, okay?
Yeah.
The toughest part is when bad things happen.
Yeah.
You really have to sit down and talk to yourself and go, okay.
Right.
Don't jump out a window, even though I live on a first floor.
Right.
Don't jump out the window, mm-hmm. even though, and when I would land, the dogs would lick me.
Mm-hmm.
This is happening for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
That's the tough one.
Mm-hmm.
But I still believe it. So far, anyway.
So yesterday, after I was at the doctor,
you were adjusted. Is that a fair?
I was. I don't know what the term would be. I had an appointment with the doctor, and we did some work.
You know what Kramer says it
did
is?
Did some work.
Mossy.
It's mossy.
You get mossy. You get creative. You get.
Sure.
There's a period of growth, like moss growing on a tree out of what seems like nothing.
Yeah.
Everything's exploding.
Okay. Well, so. Last week, there's a joke at my house that when things get a little, like something funny that we say when things just get a little bit too real, we say, and our pets' heads are falling off.
Right.
Like that's something that we say, and that's kind of like, okay,
right.
There's a lot of shit going on right now, but we need to plant our feet, we need to get ready, and
put it into perspective.
Yeah, and we're going to get through this.
Right.
So we had a couple of days of Addie was very active in her seizures and then the baby got sick. And I've had a lot of people ask me recently when I say the baby whom I'm talking about. I have a foster son right now. And he's a distant relative of mine. That's all. That's who the baby is. The baby was very sick, high fever, vomiting, just all that.
Diarrhea.
No, just vomiting.
Okay.
Yeah. But I don't know if you know the noise that a child makes in the middle of the night when they puke all over their pillow.
Oh, no. My oldest daughter did it.
But he does it. It's the quietest noise. I mean, and I don't know.
But like, you wake up anyway.
But my mommy sense was just like, so I heard, it was almost like the tiniest little burp. And I went, baby, did you just throw up? Jesse, I have puke. And yeah, he did. And so that was started. So then that happened. And then
my oldest daughter did this.
Yeah, that noise.
And I went,
Are you gonna?
Jen, are you? And
yeah.
Splash
everywhere.
In my face.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's a true story. And here's, it was in 1981, maybe 80. She was a year old. And we were living in a shitty little apartment, and our mattress was on the floor, and we were all three of us sleeping on the floor on the same mattress.
Oh, my gosh.
And she was in the middle of us, and she chose me to vomit on. And I...
Because she knew you wouldn't get mad.
Because she probably knew I wouldn't get mad, yeah.
That's probably true.
So, I'm sorry, you had... The baby was sick.
I had some issues going on physically. I had some stuff, and then the dryer broke, the dishwasher broke, and we discovered a wasp nest in the house, in between the walls, all in the same day. And I know that sounds silly, and you're just like, but then it didn't stop. Like, then it ended up being like 5 consecutive days of this really crappy things happening. And it sounds minor, but it wasn't. Like, the energy was just bad in our house. And so I smudged our whole house.
Oh, with the sage?
Yes. And I don't know if I needed to do it for me. I said, you know what? This is just going to make me feel better. I'm going to do this. I opened up all the windows. It didn't really change anything, but I just thought, okay, you know. I didn't see a wasp, though. I haven't seen a wasp since, but I think it's also because the weather got a little bit cooler.
I got to get bug spray. I've got a wasp nest.
You got a wasp?
Somewhere.
You got
I'm
a
not
wasp?
Sure where
yeah.
it is, but
you got the red ones? They look red?
Yeah, well, yeah, kind of a copper.
Yeah.
They're bigger than normal bees, and they kind of fly slow, and they just fucking dare you to mess with them. And,
But then I don't know. So, yeah, there's just a lot of, it was weird. But I think that, yeah, that this is... There's a period of transition and growth and things going on with a lot of people right now. And, you know, I think it's publicly apparent that there's a lot of things going on with all of us.
A lot of changes.
A lot of changes. A lot of shifts.
Period of transition.
Period of transition.
That's not always smooth.
No. But you know what? It's just...
But it's happening for a reason.
Is it?
A lot of things you have to face... And, you know, you have to do it, and it's going to be bumpy, but me too.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's, yeah, exactly. So I don't know, but it seems like, when really bad things seem to be happening, it seems like maybe in another aspect of your life, there's some really good things happening. And I feel like that's what's happening. Do you understand what I'm saying is happening?
Yes.
With the happening and the happenings.
With bad things, the good things will happen. That's where the term scorched earth comes from. Sometimes you have to burn it all down and start over.
Mm-hmm.
Start the fuck over.
Sometimes you got to build your own ark and get the fuck out of there.
Sometimes. And now Prince is dead.
China's dead.
Who's the third one?
Doris
mom. Roberts.
Yeah, the mom.
Doris Roberts.
From...
We didn't even mention her.
No.
I had no idea she was 90.
I was going to say the mom from Christmas Vacation, yeah.
She's great on that, when she does the little drunk burp on the lawn.
Mm-hmm.
When the lights won't come on.
Mm-hmm.
it's perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's good.
90.
She was 90?
90 years old.
No, she wasn't.
Yes.
Was she really?
Not every year, 90.
Charles Marie.
What do you give me if I'm not lying? If I would have said 110.
Goodwill. I'll give you Goodwill.
Okay, I appreciate that.
Doris.
Roberts. She was on bunches of stuff. You know, we just did Death, Vibbert, and Hoffy, and now this is truly death, because we decided... When we thought the other one would die a couple podcasts ago, and
yeah,
now this.
Death has been very apparent.
Death is all around us.
She was 90.
I told you.
She was born in 1925.
I know, right? Think
what?
Of the things when in. She was 16 in 1941. She was 16 when the war started, in Pearl Harbor. 16 years old. Think of the stuff she's seen.
Huh.
Is that right? 25, 35, that's 10. Yeah, 1941, she would have been 16 years old.
Huh.
And then she was an actress.
But here, you know what? You want to hear what's sad? Is that she has been without her husband since 1983 when he died. That's a long time.
She was married to Jake Roberts, right?
No.
Jake the Snake?
No. Who's? You're an ass.
It's the only other Roberts I could come up with.
Roberts just must be her stage name because that's not her. That's zero husband's names. And her maiden name, Doris May Green.
Hmm.
Yeah. So I don't know why she went with Roberts.
So Prince is the third one then.
Yeah.
You know, my buddy Doug Stanhope has this thing called the death pool.
Oh, yeah?
And you take people in the death pool and whoever...
Who do you think's going to die next?
You win points. I don't know. I wonder if I can find it. I bet I can.
But don't they have something like that in Vegas?
I don't know if you can bet on stuff like that.
Yeah, because it's not ethical.
Doug Stanhope's celebrity death pool. See, I don't know how this works, but Dwayne Washington, China, Prince, they're all on here. And Prince was 16 picks, 11 solos. I don't know what that means.
Dwayne Washington.
Yeah, he was a basketball player of Syracuse, Pearl Washington. He was only 52. He had a brain tumor.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
It was really sad.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. You think they have podcasts and after you die? No? Probably not.
I think they have whatever you want after you die.
Really? Well, that's very nice of you.
The afterlife is what you want it to be, I guess, right? If you want to be dead, you're dead. If you don't, then you hang around, scare people. Will you come back? Would you scare people? Would you come back?
Mm-mm.
You wouldn't?
Just hang around.
You just watch people?
Yeah.
Do you ever worry that, like, your dead relatives see you naked or doing something naughty?
Well, I haven't until now. Are you shitting me? Why would you put that in my head? You know how many dead relatives I have?
I'm so sorry.
You know those two people on my mantle? Do you think they look at me a lot?
I don't know. Do you walk around your house naked? Do you walk by that mantle?
I always walk around my house naked. Almost. There's nobody there. Why wouldn't I?
Do you sleep naked?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
Huh?
Uh-uh.
You don't?
No. Adamantly against it.
Not only you don't, you're against it.
I think that maybe I've gotten out of the shower once or twice and maybe fallen asleep.
On the bed.
On the bed and with a towel on, but not just like all willy. Well, I don't have a, maybe I have a, I don't have a willy, I have a nilly. My nilly wasn't all out, but I don't. I don't like being naked. Maybe I should go to a nudist something and be naked.
You don't like me. You're uncomfortable naked.
I am now. I think. I don't know. I'm never
naked
enough.
You're not
naked
now. You're uncomfortable being naked.
I'm not naked enough to know if I want to be naked. But you know what?
That's a tough one. But I know that grandparents and my dad, my mom. Holy shit. Holy shit. My grandparents, both sides, my mom and dad, they're all dead.
Mm-hmm.
Some of my friends from high school are dead.
Mm-hmm.
They're seeing me naked.
Maybe. You're assuming that they're around you at all. Maybe they're watching other people.
You get to choose who you get to go watch?
Yeah, don't you? Don't you get to choose where you go? You're dead. You can do whatever you want. It's the total opposite of being alive. All these restrictions.
You know.
That's, time and space and travel.
I would really like to believe that. No, I would love to believe that.
What?
But that's not what happens.
When you die?
Yeah.
Why?
The two things that happen, okay?
Oh, really, God? I'd love to hear.
Yes. First of all, you don't know your dad right away.
You don't think so?
No.
You think you're still alive?
Right.
Mm.
And there's some sort of...
Kind of like when you're almost asleep, but you're not?
Right, but you know the difference. This isn't a dream. Uh-oh. And then at the uh-oh point, you know you're dead. And then nothing.
Then you're dead.
Nothing.
And then you don't know you're dead because you don't know you're dead because you're dead.
Because you're dead.
There's nothing to think. There's nothing to do. There's nowhere to go.
It's my point. Where was I November 25th, 1957?
In your mom's...
No, don't tell me that.
Yeah.
Well, okay,
you were cooking.
When does life begin?
Oh, my God. Yeah, I don't know. Right. Read a billboard and then tell me.
I'm just telling you. Nothing.
What? You don't think you were who you were?
Before I was born?
Yeah.
No.
Before you were birthed, when you were in your mom's...
There wasn't nothing. There wasn't anything. Nothing.
Okay, that's ridiculous.
Nothing.
Maybe before
Until you
conception.
Take your first breath? Nothing.
You breathe when you're inside your mother.
What, do we have gills? I don't think that's possible. If I was breathing when I was inside my mom, it was all Viceroy smoke. I'm telling you that right now. 2 packs a day.
Okay, here's...
But it stunted my growth.
Right. Here's... My thought is that... Like you hear... Like, when you're... Like, I played music for my children when I was pregnant. I put the headphones on my stomach and I did that. And I played the music for my children, right? So they knew my voice. They know my voice before they were born. They're little humans inside of me. They're absolutely alive. You don't think that's true? You don't believe that?
Well, I'm not going to get into this.
Yeah, you are.
When does life begin debate with you? No.
No, I'm not talking about pro-choice, pro-life, pro-blah.
Well, that's
blah,
what
blah,
you're
blah.
Trying.
No, I'm not. I'm talking about when you have memories and when you start to become
no, you
who
don't,
you are.
No one has a memory of that. I don't care anybody who says they do.
I think
Nobody
you're out of your mind. I think you're absolutely out of your mind.
Well, we need to define some terms here, first of all. We all know I'm out of my mind, but...
I know when it comes to this, I just thought you would be so much more open. You seem like so old and white right now.
So you think people actually remember being in the womb?
No, but I think that's when they start to shape who they are, like hearing the music and being happy and hearing their mother's ease and all of those things when you speak to your child, when you're carrying them. I think that shapes them. I also think that the environment that you're born into in the moment that you come into this life, that shapes you too. I think the energy, what's going on, if your parents hate each other, if your mother's a drug addict, if there's a doctor, or if you were induced, or if there's a doula, or if you're in a cab, or I think that all these things really shape
who you are. The mother and father are.
You don't think that when you came out, you didn't feel the energy that you were possibly a burden on your parents and that you've carried that around your entire life?
Of course.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. I think that part of mine is I was the reason that my parents got married. I was the reason my parents were together. And that's for some reason why I carry this thing around in my family that I've got to keep everybody close. I have to be the person that keeps everybody together.
Oh, and I'm in everyone's way.
Right.
It's
so
what
I'm saying,
we both,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's the energy.
So we're going to agree to disagree.
Apparently. Okay, here. Then I'm going to put it here. Here. I'm going to really tweak your tweak.
So even before 9 months, before I was in my mother's womb, I was living in my father's testicles.
God knew you before you were born.
Boy.
No, that's not what I mean. No, I mean like it's seriously, a child being in my womb is no different than you being on the other side of that door and me going,
Check, can you hear me? And you can barely
other
hear
than
me.
I'd be hard pressed.
Okay, here.
For someone
ready?
To actually
Today
remember something
today
that
you,
happened to them in the womb.
Today. Mm.
Other than
subconsciously. I'm going to get you. You ready?
Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to get you.
Yeah.
Today. Say today, right now, today. Mm-hmm. You're wildly in love with someone and she's pregnant. Would you talk to her stomach?
Well, first of all, that's not fair. And yes, I'd talk to her stomach, of course.
You would?
Well, this is an extraordinary circumstance.
This is not an extraordinary circumstance.
At my advanced age, it's hardly possible for me to.
It's not your advanced age. It's your vasectomy.
Yeah, you got me there. But not all babies are born into that.
No, they're not. And it's unfortunate that you have to be at a certain age before you realize, you know, that that would be okay.
Well, this has truly been the death podcast.
It's the circle of life.
Or the circle of life.
Do you have Lion King on your iPad?
No, I've got another Prince song.
Oh, okay. You ready?
Thank you for downloading the podcast. Say goodbye, Prince. Say goodbye, Jess.
Goodbye, Prince.
That's what I meant. Good night, Prince. Good night, everybody.
Blue. minute, that's it. Hold on. Shit!